Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Start the second hour off the beaten path here, Steve Elkins. Gonna go right back to the phones here. Ken in New York, you're on the show. Ken, are you there?
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Good night. Sorry to have you hang in there so long. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, no. I learned a lot, actually. I don't mind listening to other callers. You know, Washington, D.C. gives a legitimate business like the Chicken Ranch in Nevada a bad name.
Okay. Speaking of that, I just saw that movie the other day. Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton, right? Wasn't that it?
Can I ask you a couple questions about your HOA? Because that really bothers me. If you can't have a quiet evening in your own home, but if somebody ran across your yard and tried to damp out your flowers or something?
They took my sunflowers out. First, they started with my lettuce box. It was between two hedges and the back fence there, between where there's a horse reserve behind my house. And so it really didn't stick out. It didn't look bad at all. I was just growing some lettuce, leaf lettuce. And they decided to creep around. Well, see, let me step back a little bit here. Actually, what happened was about 3 weeks prior to that, I had a run-in with a board member from the HOA. So this is probably a retaliation thing that happened to me. And so right after that, he sent somebody over, and they must have been walking around trying to look for some violations. This is a little revenge thing. Found something. Evidently, the HOA says you cannot grow vegetables in your yard, and I had them in a box, you know, so it was contained. It looked actually very professional, and that was a violation. And then there were some other I had around some bushes. On the edge of these bushes here, I had carrots and I had radishes. Evidently, that was illegal. And they actually poisoned the heck out of those. They burned them up. And then they took down the sunflower seed plants. Sunflowers down a couple days ago. Yeah, pretty much that's it.
The question I would have is, I don't believe that an HOA contract would give somebody the right to come on your property and cause damage. Did you call a sheriff? Or the police?
No, they call it common grounds, and that we don't own any of these grounds. I'm just a renter here anyway, and like I said, I'm almost out of here. It's common ground,
right.
They call it, and so they said common ground is part of the HOA, and they have the right to do so. It's a stupid thing. I didn't agree to the HOA.
We have, I think RBN has an advertiser, and although they concentrate on mortgages, that 1-855 to keep it or something like that.
Yeah.
They examine mortgages for fraud. If your HOA contract has one element of fraud in it and invalidates the whole contract, you could go after them. And if it's an easy job, you could probably find an attorney that'll do it for you for contingency.
Yeah.
Attorneys are lazy.
If I were to stay here, I might push that, but since I'm out of here and I'll never see these people again, I'm not going to worry about it. It's not worth my time. For anybody, you know, I think what I learned, though, is I think the premise, the understanding what an HOA can be to keep a community nice and the standards up high, I think they get a little carried away. And they've overstepped their boundaries. And I could fight them on this. If I decided to stay and I was going to stay, I would fight them because there's inconsistencies. I've seen this. The guy I had a problem with, he violates the board rules all the time. He violates the HOA rules all the time. And if he's a board member, he should know better what the rules are than I would. And I got him on a violation, and I'm going to turn him in here pretty soon. Just to tell him I'm watching him because as a board member, he should know the rules better than anybody else. And here's a clear violation I have you on. And just to let you know, I'm watching. And then I'm just going to skedaddle out of here. No big deal.
Well, he may not be violating the rules. He may have had the contract altered for some reason.
Well, no, this is totally different. This is totally different. His scenario is he's got a huge motorhome. And you can't park cars on our street at all. So he takes his big motorhome and parks it on his driveway, which stretches over the sidewalk, which is illegal. He blocks the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it's a violation. You cannot block a sidewalk. So.
You mean that has nothing to do with the HOA? That's just the
law. That's HOA. There's a long list of HOA rules, and one of them is you can't block a sidewalk. You can't park on the street after 7 o'clock. You have to have all the cars off the street. They have to be on your driveway. You can't have a car on your driveway that has an emblem on it if it's from your work. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know that. We have people around here that have a problem like that. I work for a transport company, and unfortunately, some of the drivers, since they belong to apartment complexes, they can't take them home with them, which would be nice because when gas is $4 a gallon, it becomes really in handy.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a shame, but I mean, I still have a problem with somebody coming. You know, you're renting it. You must have some rights somewhere, and that's where I think again, if somebody can spot one element of fraud in that contract, or if you weren't noticed properly, or it could be a whole bunch of things that would put them in a serious bind. And they probably want to come and deal.
I tell you what, here's the situation we have right now. Right across the street from me, I live in the quiet zone. No children in my area at all. Everybody on my street is 55 and older.
I heard you speak to that. Yeah. I heard you speak
and
to
actually,
that.
And actually, here's something really strange. Before I moved in here, I actually had to show my ID, my driver's license, to show how old I was so I could move in on the street. They were so serious about you have to be 55 or older to live on the street, no children. If a child comes over, a grandchild comes over, they can come over for a couple hours, but they can't stay. You can't have them come over. You can't have them running around. They're very strict on this. Across the street from me is another guy. He's still in my same HOA. And behind him is a brand new HOA that actually is a family HOA. Well, the guy behind him has decided to put a swimming pool in his backyard, which means he's going to have kids screaming and hollering. So the people on the quiet side are going to hear the kids on the other side having fun, and they moved here on this side so they can have peace and quiet. They're not going to get it. So my neighbor across the street actually has a good case for a lawsuit because he moved here for peace and quiet, and now he's not going to get that because the swimming pool is going in. If I were him, I would sue. I would sue on that, and he would win. He would certainly win because there's no necessity for putting a swimming pool in your backyard because we have a monstrous pool at the clubhouse that serves both sides of this HOA. It's a huge pool.
I have a suspicion that if some people are getting away with something and other people are not, is that the contract can be altered to each individual person. Who knows who these people are? Maybe they have some kind of horsepower that you're not aware of.
Well, you know, they set a dangerous precedent. Now, the guy across the street there who's now building the swimming pool, if another neighbor says, I want a pool, the HOA cannot deny him now because they made the mistake of breaking the rules for this one guy. Now they must break it for this guy. And now you really have chaos in the HOA that you're supposed to control everybody anyway. So I think it's kind of nutty. I didn't have any idea that this HOA would be so constraining. and they would be so vindictive toward me.
That's where notice comes in. Did you say last week that, or the beginning of the week, that you weren't quite aware that about the conditions of the HOA when you moved in or when you bought your place?
When I moved in here, I rented this place. They said, you're part of an HOA. I never received any rules. I never received a rule.
Well, then that's a violation. They didn't notice. I think
exactly.
You might have something right there.
Exactly.
They didn't notice you.
Now, if Ron McDonald were here, he would say that. Yeah.
I would move out and just leave a little bomb behind, and if you could find somebody that wants to pursue it, let them do it. Just kind of think of it as a going-away present. That's all I have for tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. No, I'm just going to move on. Done. But I am going to put the notice in against the board member who has violated the rules. I'm just going to let him know I'm watching, and you've just violated one of the HOA rules, and I think you should know better than anybody else. So I just want you to know I know, so you don't have the upper hand on me, and I'm going to get out of here and never look back. So I think it's kind of odd, you know, you pay people $309. Now, I say it's built to my rent, but these people who don't have mortgages here, they own their homes, they pay this HOA $309 a month to be controlled, to be told what you can do and what you can't do, and get permission. If you want to do something different outside the HOA, you have to put it on a permission slip. You have to go before a committee. You have to present it. You've given so much power to these people. This is amazing that you're paying somebody to control you. So this is my only experience with an HOA and will never happen ever again. This is just one of those situations. I had to find something. We needed to find a home. And this is the way it worked out. And we're out of here. And we're done, not looking back. But I would say anybody who's listening, avoid an HOA at all costs. Avoid it completely. It's not a good thing. It's not in your best interest. Let it go at that. All right, talking about more agendas and things I spotted, I thought were very interesting, consistency patterns and agendas. I noticed it was on C-SPAN. Of course, they're talking legislation here. When it rains, it pours, the LGBTQ agenda. House passes Bill 236-173, the anti-discrimination against gays bill. And it's so interesting to see that when that bill was passed, first of all, I don't know anybody who discriminates against gay people. We all work with them. I don't have a problem with anybody who's gay. I don't care. I don't even want to know. So really, I shouldn't know. You should just keep it to yourself. But I don't know anybody who discriminates, because if you discriminated, you wouldn't have anybody to talk to, and you'd be the loneliest guy at work, because gays are everywhere. Gays and lesbians are everywhere. Can't get away from that. So I don't have a problem with it. But, of course, somebody, you know, legislation-wise says we have to have a bill here. So 236-173, the anti-discrimination against gays bill passed. And it's interesting, when this thing passed, of course, everything seemed to be gay. You turn on TV, gay this, gay this, gay this. The final episode of The Big Bang Theory, gay. Gay as heck, that show. San Francisco Needle Exchange Program, Orlando Needle Exchange Program for HIV/AIDS. A new gay movie just came out here, Rocket Man. Well, we know that's about Elton John. Mr. Gay is a $3 bill. Ellen DeGeneres now has a three-year contract here. So she's gay, lesbian, the degenerate one. American Idol, okay, in Australia. Boy George rocks off the set all upset. They make a big deal of that. Of course, Boy George is gay, is a $3 bill. Orlando, has this new thing here. I've got to read this one here. Orlando, city set to announce message of inclusion. Would be the first in the state to embrace certified LGBTQ-owned businesses. Now, they're going to be monitoring who is doing business with this organization. They have to come out, and basically, they are putting a big billboard out, we are a gay corporation, and essentially forcing their will of this new monitoring system here to basically, people must work with these people. You must contract with these people. We're going to be watching, because if you do not, well, that's a form of boycotting, I guess, and discrimination. So that was interesting. I can't believe it. Well, we why am I surprised we're forced to bake a gay cake? So why shouldn't they have their city set to announce message of inclusion? They're going to be monitoring certified LGBTQ businesses and making sure that people are doing business with them and not discriminating against them. The Pulse nightclub down here in Orlando, $500,000 gay memorial going up for the Pulse nightclub. So there's another gay thing. It's gay, gay, gay. Trump administration secures historic donation of billions of dollars in HIV prescription drugs for the gay community. It's everything gay. This, when it rains, it pours, baby. And I got to say that the LGBTQ agenda here, these people are well organized. You're talking about total saturation on everything. Saturated here, saturated there. There you go. That's another agenda I picked up today. And another one, it's interesting, is here. I'm seeing the pseudosciences being pushed really hard on us. Now, today we had a 90-degree day. It hit 95, the high. And, yeah, it's, you know, the 20th was the first day of summer here, officially across the globe here, everybody. And some people are still having cold temperatures and rain and snow. And the Midwest had a lot of tornado activity this last week. But how do you say global warming, especially down here in Florida? How do you say global warming when it's hot? And it's kind of always hot. It's always hot in Arizona. So how hot do you have to be in Arizona to say that it's beyond the normal and that it must be global warming? So I think about these pseudosciences here. I call them pseudosciences. And these simulation models. Now, I noticed a couple of them this week were interesting. There's an asteroid simulation model here. Supposedly, asteroid is going to hit the Earth. And so they've got all this schematic here planned out and saying it's going to hit here or here. And it could possibly take out this. And millions of people and all these different things. You know, these are simulation models. There's nothing to really back any of this stuff up. I don't even know how they. It's just nothing but fear propaganda. It's a crapshoot, baby. It really is a crapshoot. Life is a crapshoot. You don't know what's coming. Hurricane simulation models. How many hurricanes we're going to have this week, this year in Florida? Well, I think we're going to have 5 or 6, and a couple of them will be serious, serious. Well, how do you know that? Well, we don't know. But we have a simulation model, and it's accurate. Well, no, it's not. Tornado simulation models. How many tornadoes are going to be hitting the Midwest or this country this year? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Measles simulation. I love this one here. Measles simulation model. One child infected going into a school will infect 127 students who will, in the domino effect, infect another 127, another 127, and then we come up with what's the total number right now? 900 children across the United States have measles, and not one person has pointed a finger to saying, hey, maybe, just maybe, it's because of legal immigration, the people who aren't vaccinated in their country coming in, and nobody's dying from the measles, people. We had measles parties when we were kids. We had chicken pox parties when we were kids. And it strengthened our immune system and gave us immunity, and we were healthier for it. And for some reason, now the measles, it's the killer. It's a deadly one. It's a new strain. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. But look for this pseudoscience stuff and call it out. You know, call it out. When you see it, it is what it is. It's pseudoscience. It's not real science. It just is. Another thing happened to me interesting yesterday. The rule of law. Do we even have a rule of law anymore, people? I mean, it is so quirky. There are so many weird things going out there. I'm amazed how people have the audacity and gall to actually file a lawsuit to display their stupidity. I went and bought something the other day, yesterday, and somebody evidently was pretty handy. They made a nice kind of a table with a glass top, and actually it was kind of about, I'd say about 4 inches deep, and you could put something inside the table, you know, little mementos, artifacts, whatever you want, and you look down on it. Well, we just got back from Sanibel Island, and we got a lot of nice shells. My wife found some nice shells, and she wants to make something kind of cool, so I said, check this out. We'll pop the glass up. You can take this other stuff out of here that you don't want, whoever had it in there, take it out, do a little shell display. We'll put it in our little Florida room there. That'll be your little fun table. So we said, we'll take this table. And they said, well, can you come back and pick it up Monday? So, well, no, I don't do anything on Monday. It's Memorial Day. I won't do anything on Memorial Day but sit back, relax, and take it easy and give my respect to those soldiers who served our country. It's Memorial Day. It's not a Commerce Day. Today's a Commerce Day. Monday's not a Commerce Day. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins rants coming at you after this short commercial break.
Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I see the most bizarre things. When I talk about make America great again, I said, for what? For the stupid idiot people there in this population. I've never seen so many stupid people. And the lawsuits are filing. Now, I remember long ago in my ninth grade business class, business law class, Mr. Vargas, Bill Vargas, I admired this man greatly. He wrote on the chalkboard, it said, ignorance is no excuse in the law. He made us actually repeat it a couple times. And then we started our class. We did some case studies there and law studies, and it was a great class. I learned quite a bit, and it had me thinking. Ignorance is no excuse in the law. That was back when I was ninth grade, and today ignorance is an excuse, and you can be rewarded heavily. So I started looking over this new lawsuit here. Well, going back to my situation here, I bought a table yesterday, this table. It was in a consignment store, and I was just going to pick it up, and I picked it up. It's not that heavy, and I said, I can bring it, you know, out to the car and put it in the back there. And the guy says, no, you can't take it. I said, what do you mean I can't take it? Well, we need somebody to take it out for you, but we don't have anybody. I said, what do you mean you don't have anybody? I can't just pick this up, or buy it now, and pick it up and take it with me. No, we can't because of legal problems here. I guess somebody must have hurt themselves, and now we can get sued. So I said, how's this going to work? Well, you'll have to come back tomorrow. We'll have a young guy here tomorrow, and he can bring it out to your car. I said, I can pick this up. I picked it up. I said, look, I'm picking it up right now. I'm holding it. I can carry this out to my car. Why do I have to put it back down and come back Monday? Well, that's just the way it is. That's the rule. Well, that's a stupid rule. So he said, you know what? We'll take care of this. Go ahead and put it down. So I put it down. Gotta be a nice guy. Play by the rules. So what happens? This guy picks up the table. Now, this guy is 70-plus years old. He's picking up my table to take it out to my car. So he's worried about somebody else hurting themselves picking up the table, which is not a heavy. So instead, he decides to risk his back, and he's 70-plus years old. He told me he's over 70, like 75, I think. So he decides to bend over, pick it up, bring it out to my car, and put it in the back of my car because I wanted to take it home today, not come back Monday. I said, I'm not going to do any business on Memorial Day. I hold that pretty sacred. I'm not going to do business, no commerce on Memorial Day. Okay? So I need to take it home now because it's too long a drive to come back on Tuesday. So he sacrifices his back. You see where I'm going with this. Okay. So just stupidity. I had to call that one out. And then we started to, he's actually a nice guy. He was just worried about the rules and his boss coming down on him. So it's just, we seem to go along to get along with stupid rules. We need to call these rules out. When they're stupid, say, you know what? That doesn't make much sense. Especially when a 75-year-old guy is picking it up and trying to bring it out to my car. That didn't make any sense at all. So getting back to, do we have a rule of law here? And the courts are just being clogged up with stupid, stupid things. Well, here one just came to me the other day. I sent over to Vincent Pinelli. I said, you got to talk about this stupidity. When I talk about making America great again, and that's Trump's big theme song, you know, and make us great. Well, we make us great for what? Stupid people that are in our population. A woman. Here, can you believe this? She actually is filing a lawsuit against a cell phone manufacturer of a cell phone that she had put into a certain place of her body and had her friend call her, and she had it on vibration mode. You can just think for yourself where that cell phone went. Now, I don't know about you. She couldn't get it out. She went to an ER. These are fun stories when you go to ERs. We have stories that are fun stories. Stories of stupidity just like this. And I could tell you a bunch. So she goes in there. She says, you can't get the cell phone out. Could you help her get her cell phone out? I guess they gave her sedative or something, some kind of sedation medicine, and they got it out. But the point being is it's stupidity. And now she's filing a lawsuit against the cell phone manufacturer. And you know what? She'll probably win. And she's angry now because the media latched onto this story, and now there's personal anguish. Now she wants to be rewarded not only for stupidity, for putting a cell phone where it shouldn't go. She wants to be rewarded for mental anguish. I just don't understand it. These things, they should never go to court. And if they go to a court, why aren't these judges lashing out and calling these people what they really are, calling them ignorant, stupid, and get the hell out of my court? You're wasting my time. You're a nutcase. Why are they wasting time on stupid people like this? Do we have a rule of law anymore? We'll be back shortly. I turned on the lights, the TV, and the radio. Still I can't escape the ghost of you.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, I think Jerry Springer would have passed on that story on his show here. That's just a little over the top there. A woman taking a cell phone and then putting it into her body and now wanting to sue and make money out of it. It's amazing. I don't know. There is no shame. I don't know. It's disappointing that the people that could preside over this to throw it out and bring some shame to these people and never reward them, never seem to do what they should be doing, and people like this will be rewarded. I wouldn't be surprised this woman makes a lot of money off of something like this. You know, you got the ladder that says, you know, if you're over 300 pounds, don't go beyond a certain point or don't even use, you can't step on this ladder because it's not constructed for anybody over 300 pounds. And of course, I remember the one on my shade in my windshield that says, please remove the shade before you drive. Well, That's a common sense thing. I think you should know that already. You shouldn't actually have to put it on there. But evidently some idiot must have decided to go down the highway with the windshield screen shade there in his front windshield and had an accident. Of course, that wasn't his fault. He had to sue and make some money on that. Amazing. We're going to go to the phones here. Art, off the grid. I know you've got something to say about my last story.
Yeah, think.
You know, it's interesting. She would do that, put that in that orifice, and you plan on using that phone again and put it up to your head, and you know. Well, hey, can I borrow your phone? Hey, your phone's kind of
right.
It doesn't.
Here's the thing.
There you go.
You know, I thought it was bad enough. You know, over all the years, you know, you'd buy a hair dryer and say, please, you know, do not use this in the shower. You know, and various, you know, a plastic bag. Please do not put this over your head. And you know, and I'm looking at these things and I'm thinking, you know, do we really live in a world where people are so stupid that they have to have these kind of warning labels? And then I move out to Missouri a few years ago to help home. What was that?
Still there?
Somebody trying to call you on Skype?
No, I'm not on Skype.
Oh, it sounded like a Skype call or something. Anyway, so, you know, I move out to Missouri a few years ago to help homestead a piece of land out there. And I'm driving down the road, and I see these signs on the side of the road say "traffic entering from the left lane," meaning there's traffic coming off of a road on the left there, turning into the left lane. And I'm thinking, you need a warning sign to tell you that traffic could come off of that road onto this road? I mean, doesn't that go without saying that traffic could be coming from that direction? We live in a world so stupid, you know. And then, of course, you know, next thing I know, I'm seeing the Tide Pod Challenge. And some woman who had to go to the emergency room because she stuck a hot iron in her, you know, and now this, with the phone issue, is this like a remake of Idiocracy, the movie?
I think so. Yeah, I remember that movie. Yeah, they were watering everything with Gatorade. Yeah, I remember how stupid that was. Yeah, it's kind of that way in Idiocracy. You know, but when you reward these people, that's what it spurs and makes other people do the same. And you're right. It's, you know, you and I are the same age. I don't remember this kind of nutty stuff happening when I was a kid growing up or my teenage years. We did pranks and stuff, but we didn't do stupid things. We have kids now taking those Tide Pods and putting in their mouth, and now they have to put on the label on the Tide that it should not be consumed, should not be put in your mouth. I mean, it was just the dumbest things. There's a heat gun. I bought a heat gun to take some paint off some furniture, strip it, and it says on there now, it says, do not use for a hair dryer. Well, it's at 1,500 degrees, and if you put that towards your head, you're going to singe your head really, really fast. I don't know why we don't have common sense anymore. There's like common sense. There's no common sense anymore. We have to put a label on every single thing because you're not smart enough to know better. I don't know why. Your parents didn't do a good job teaching you.
Well, I think here's where a lot of people are going to say I step over the line just a little bit, and I tend to do this, and I know it pisses people off, but I don't really care how many people I piss off, because I figure the more people I piss off, the more people I'm likely to strike a nerve with, and they'll get to thinking about these things, and they'll say, you know what, the guy's got a point. But, you know, Charles Darwin wrote a book on the origin of species, and a man named Herbert Spencer read it, and it was Herbert Spencer who coined the phrase survival of the fittest.
Right.
You see, here's what happened. People began to feel sorry for these weak-minded, infirmed individuals and have gone out of their way to do everything they can to save these people to the point of causing severe harm to the species known as man. I think we need to go back to this concept of let the weak die, survival of the fittest, and if you simply can't make it, tough luck. I'm so sick and tired of this level of stupid. I almost can't stand going into town anymore, because when I go to town, all I see is stupid.
Well, I tell you, Art, you don't want to work in an ER then. You don't want to work in an ICU. I could tell you stories that, well, we got a lot of gangbangers, a lot of shoot 'em ups, and, you know, they come in. They're going to be patched up. A lot of tax dollars to go to get them back on the street again to what? Prey on people again. Yeah, a lot of it doesn't make sense at all. You don't want to go in medical field if you're going to. Because you don't want to know too much sometimes when you're in medicine. You just want to do your job and get out of there. But if you look at the big picture, some of these cases, you're going, what the heck am I doing here? This guy preys on people. He's a gangbanger. He's how many people has he killed probably in his life? Who knows? But it's a crazy world out there. It's not an interest. Some people say these are interesting times. I love when I hear somebody say that these are interesting times. Don't you think? I said, no. These are bizarre times. We are seeing things in our lifetime now that we thought we'd never see, and these are bizarre times. They're not interesting at all. They're very bizarre. I would like to go back to normal life of what I remember to be a pretty good life as a kid growing up, which is never going to happen. These kids now are getting – it's just getting weirder and weirder, and I don't know what's next. What's next?
I don't know, man. You know, I remember a time when, you know, I actually thought life was good. You know, I'd get up in the morning, I'd get dressed, I'd go to work. I loved my job. I enjoyed the people I worked with. And then some idiot had to give me a red pill. And ever since then, I've been, what the? And the more I look around, the more I read, the more I research, the more I'm convinced we are, you know, they can talk about, we got 12 years if we don't do something about global warming. Yeah. The species isn't going to survive another 12 years if we don't stop the stupid.
Yeah.
We're killing ourselves. We ain't got to worry about global warming or a nuclear or some kind of ice age. We're going to kill ourselves because we're too stupid to know any better.
You're right.
Point of
the big
stupidity.
Picture. The big picture.
Mm-hmm. You know, here I'm going to piss off the Christians. They talk about God's perfect in every way. If God was so damn perfect, he wouldn't have created man. If God knows the future and God knows everything that's going to happen, he sure in hell would not have created a species so ignorant, dumb, and destructive as man. If he did, it was an accident.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll answer to that. I'll answer that. What I would answer that is that here we are. We're mammals with the biggest brain, and we seem to cause the most harm and most destruction, the more destruction to our own kind, with killing and wars and everything else. It's amazing. Here, this is Memorial Day weekend here, and I really don't see anybody out there really giving a damn about this weekend, what this weekend's about. They'll be out in full bloom tomorrow. They'll be out shopping, buying this and that, and it's Memorial Day, and they just don't get it. It's just, Art, I would love that we would just never, ever have any more wars, and we would forget. War would be something of the past. We would forget and say, you know, there's no reason to have any more Memorial Day's celebrations or thinking about Memorial Day because we don't make war anymore. We don't need war, and we just continue on the pathway of, I think the way it is now is that war is necessary for our economy, and that's the way these guys think. It's an economic necessity to have either a real war or a threat of war or cold war will do also, but the real thing would be the best thing, and that's the only thing that keeps our economy stable right now or steady, and I don't want it anymore. I'm tired of it.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to never ever have to say, well, it's Memorial Day. We're going to recognize soldiers who passed away serving this country. I would love to not say that. It's been 15 years at least since I hung an American flag up at my house. Because I am not happy enough. I am not satisfied with this government. I will not fly American flag until I am proud of my country, my government, proud. I keep saying my government. Proud of this government. It's not my government. I will fly a flag when this government acts responsible and starts caring about people. I will fly an American flag. If I were to fly a flag right now, it would be inverted, upside down, saying a nation in distress.
I don't fly my flag very often, but when I do, I always fly it inverted when I do fly it, which isn't very often. But, you know, you talk about being Memorial Day. I've had people like, hey, Art, are you going fishing this weekend? We going to see you down there at Holiday Park? And I've told everybody, no, you ain't going to see me down there. And they're like, why? I'm like, are you kidding? There's too much stupid in this world for me to want to go out this weekend. I don't want to be out there around all these idiots that's drunk down at the lake acting all stupid. I don't want to be around them. I want to wait until Tuesday when everybody goes back to work, and then I'm going to take my dog and the barbecue grill or my propane grill, and I'm going to go down to the lake, and I'm going to make a day of it. But all y'all going to be at work, I'm going to have the whole lake to myself. I ain't stupid. I'm not getting out there with all these damn idiots. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not.
I agree. Hey, Art, thanks for your call. I need to move on here. I got another call coming up here. Rhonda in Missouri, you're on the show. Rhonda, are you there? He was. Rhonda dropped.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. There she are. What's going on?
Is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Steve. I didn't know. I was like, okay, did it get hung up on? Anyway, speaking of phone situations, you were talking about earlier.
Don't tell me you got a phone stuck.
No, I don't have a cell phone.
Okay, good. Okay.
No way. Okay, no. No, I'm brighter than that. Anyway, came across an article from the Irish Sun from May 21st this year. Mm-hmm. Headline is Electrocution Death. Toddler killed after putting a phone charger lead in her mouth while it was plugged into the wall. Electrocuted. That happened in India. The child was left alone to play and thought, oh, I'll just pick this up, you know. Anyway, this is tragic.
It is.
I want to share that with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The warning labels nowadays on everything, it seems to be, that's the only way these companies, to cover themselves. There's no common sense anymore. Common sense is gone, and we have to put a label on it, and if we don't, and somebody does something stupid, well, then they could sue. And like I said, the 75-year-old guy that was carrying out my table out to my car, I didn't want him to carry that. And I had no idea, actually, he was going to do it. I probably would have just taken it away and said, no, what? I'm leaving with the table. Paid for it. We're leaving. And I put it down because I had the understanding that he was going to find somebody up front to go pick it up and take it to my car. And when I turn around, and what is he doing? He's picked it up and he's bringing it out to my car. And it didn't make any sense at all. A 75-year-old guy picking up a table and maybe risking his back. It didn't make any sense. And I had to call it out. And then we talked a little bit, and he kind of came clean and said, well, it really wasn't him. He would allow me to do it, but he was afraid of his boss and this and this. And again, the whole legal realm of common sense. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, I would have thought this one was kind of interesting to me because how many people think about that? I wouldn't, but I don't have kids either. So, I mean, I wouldn't think, you know, my sisters, when they had their kids, they always put things like those little plastic things into the outlets.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with a cell phone, a charger. So, I mean, it's just kind of a heads up. Be careful, pay attention to what your kid's doing at all times, because with all the things out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that is a parent's responsibility to watch your child, you know. Just,
Right, right. You know? Okay, well, I just wanted to share that with you. I thought it was kind of in a tragic way. So, all right, well, thanks for taking my call, Steve.
Hey,
Appreciate it. Thanks,
Rhonda.
Okay,
thanks.
All right.
You know, I got to share a story with you that my mother, talking about putting things in the outlet there when you're a kid. Of course, kids, we used to paper clip, stick it in there, and you get a nice zap and realize that's not a good idea. But I remember my mom one time telling me, it actually left a kind of a bad image in my mind. I was kind of scared about it when she told me about it, but she passed it off as being a real thing that happened. And it scared me enough to say, well, I won't ever do that. But I still remember that to this day, the story. So after this short commercial break here, I'll share that with you. And then we have one more caller, Chance, in West Virginia. And be closing out the show today with a very special tribute to the veterans and to those who are no longer with us for their service. It is Memorial Day tomorrow. Please, no commerce. Stay home and remember and just spend time with your families.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I'll get back to that story real quick here before we take our last caller. I want to make sure I exit perfect today. We have a special outgoing song here for the Veterans Day. Not Veterans Day, but Memorial Day. So my mother was trying to scare me into never doing a certain thing. And she told me as a child, and this scared me. And I remembered, I asked her not too long ago about it. Why'd you do that? She goes, I wanted to make sure you never did that. But I never had the inclination to do this, but she wanted to make sure I never did. She told me about a young boy that stuck his hand in a toaster and was electrocuted and died. And he was buried with a toaster on his hand. So there he was lying in the funeral home with an open casket. And there he was, a little boy with a toaster on the end of his hand. And I said, why didn't they take the toaster off? And she goes, well, they'd have to cut his hand off. And so they decided to just leave the toaster on his hand. So they buried this kid with a toaster on his hand. And I was horrified by that. And I said, geez, I would never put my hand in a toaster. And she made sure that I never would, because I still, that vision still is there in my mind of a kid lying there in a casket with a toaster on their hand. So we're going to go back to the phones here. Chance, I'm going to let you finish it up really fast here and really fast. And we got a nice closeout.
Hello, Steve. Hey. Boy, that's a pretty wild story. I call it because art, pretty similar to art, there's only three holidays I celebrate after researching all the origins and the politicization of all these holidays. Is Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Thanksgiving. And I've been doing that only for the last 20 years. You know, everything has gotten so commercialized and based on false origins when you research these holidays. And so for what it's worth, that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. All right, Steve, I'm going to let you go now. You're toward the end of your show. God bless you now and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, I'm going to do nothing tomorrow. We're going to sleep in and spend time with the dogs, maybe take a couple walks and just relax. Thank you again for listening today. Thank you for sharing your opinions, your comments. This is your network, RBN. Please support the network what you can on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donation button there. We do appreciate you. We're around. We are accountable as much as we can be. And if we get it wrong, we'll tell you we got it wrong. And I just appreciate you guys being here. So health, happiness, and safe travels. I am back on with John Stadmiller, I think, on Wednesday because of the holiday tomorrow. And I believe Vincent Finelli is going to be with us also. So we'll have the threesome there, the three amigos, I guess you might say. So I think, is my song ready to go here, Ken? Any second here? Almost. All right, 10 seconds. Hey, thank you very much for listening today. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, please rise and remove your hats. Presenting our colors are members of the Teaneck Police Department. Please remain standing and join Grammy Award-winning artist Chris Botti as he performs our national anthem.
Shout out to Reggie Wayne. Wow. Coverage of tonight's...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to...